Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 42nd annual production sale on April 3rd at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling approximately 1,385 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females and pairs. All purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee and will be delivered for free. Join the Gardners in Ashland, Kansas online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com. For video of sale offering, catalog, and more, go to their website, gardnerangus.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, we had an eventful day for the futures market across the board. The feeder cattle finished the day at 2 to 260 lower, but they were down significantly more than that. They were down all the way 450 at one point, but we finished 295 lower in April feeder cattle at 143.87. The May's 280 lower at 149.40. August 302 lower here at 157.27. Now, that market sold off at 11 a.m. following that USDA report, and then all the cattle people with the higher corn hit the sell button and drove it down. But the live cattle market was not down. It was higher, with April unchanged at 120.97, June up 67 at 122.90, the August up 72 at 121.97. So with this USDA report and the higher live cattle to maybe reflect the higher price of corn, you know, typically if you go back historically and look at the relationship between the price of feed and the price of live cattle, they typically go in the same direction over long periods of time. So that sort of backs up that theory, and feeder cattle and feed prices go in opposite direction. So the higher corn, unexpectedly higher corn, did tank the feeder cattle. They made new highs yesterday before selling off today on the feeder cattle. So interesting to see if we stay under pressure or at least hold tight right here.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Well, big surprises for the grain markets today. We were higher across the board. The corn were limit up all the way from May through December, and the beans, same thing, 70 cents higher, which is the limit all the way from May through the new crop November. But 70 cents higher in beans, that's the most it can move in one day. 25 cents higher in corn, that's the most it can move in one day. So wheat kind of tagged along here up 18 or so cents in Chicago and Kansas City futures. 11 a.m. they had a big surprise USDA report, which said lower acres than expected. Overall, it was about 4 million less acres for corn, beans, and wheat combined. They lowered corn and beans. They increased wheat, so it was a net of 5 million lower for corn and beans and then an increase of about 1 million for wheat. So a lot less than expected and lower than anybody's expectations. And then if you look at the other side of that, the quarterly stocks portion, it was bearish wheat, bullish for corn and beans. It was a little bit higher for the wheat and lower for the other two. But that was a big surprise. And you very rarely see a 4 or 5 million acre miss on the estimates, but that's sort of what we had. And it was lower. If you go back and look at the corn and bean acres combined over the last 10 or so years, this is still a really big number for the corn and bean planted acres.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.